I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. Trucking Moves America Forward has been a movement, a real movement in the trucking industry for a number of years now. And from Trucking Moves America Forward, my friend Kevin Birch is here. He's co-chair. Kevin, welcome. How are you?
Excellent, Eric. It's good to be here. It's that was a quick year.
You know, it seems like we were just sitting down just a few days ago right here in this very room at GATS last year. And wow, year goes by really fast. From the executive committee, another friend of mine, Elizabeth Barna, is here. Elizabeth, thank you so much. We appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for having us and for all the support you give to Trucking Moves America Forward.
You know, what a great movement that this has been, Kevin. Last year, by the way, happy birthday to Safety Sammy, the mascot.
1 year old today. And, yeah. And you know, we named him Safety Sammy here yeah. 1 year. Right. So he actually was born with and named here.
Yeah.
So I guess he's a Texan.
Right. He is a Texan. That's right. He is. And we should have a cake. Shame on us for not having cake. We've got to find cake for Safety Sammy.
I think the tradition.
Exactly. And we should, you know, because for a one-year-old, you let them kind of dive into the cake, you know, and get all messy. So we're going to have to do that. But there's a lot going on with Trucking Moves America Forward. What a great movement this has been over the last few years. Millions of dollars that have been really raised over the last few years. Talk about what that means, Kevin, and who all is getting involved.
Well, you know, I got to thank Elizabeth and Steve Ponder from Great West Casualty and a couple other people from Wendy Hamilton from Pilot Flying J, because we're in our fourth year, and so many people, Elizabeth, you know, that and Eric, that first year, it's another fluff deal.
Yeah.
It's another movement, if you will, that probably will phase out.
Yeah,
we've created it now, so it's like I'm not plugging McDonald's, but you don't have to spell out McDonald's. You can just have the arches.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now people say TMAF.
Yeah.
TMAF, now they know it's Trucking Moves America Forward.
Right.
And they get it, they understand it, and they're responding to it. And, you know, I just can't say enough for the – we've got a small group of people on the committee, but we carry a big stick.
Sure.
And we're making a lot of things happen. Sometimes you can get too many people.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk every other week, and we've done a lot. And Safety Sammy, you know, is another year older here, and we're going to be branching out further with some additional news on that later on this year.
Yeah, you know, Elizabeth, Kevin touches on something here. It's not just having the right amount of people. It really is about having the right people, you know. And there have been a lot of great people along the way that have made this thing happen and made it what it is today so far.
Absolutely. It was a big group of ATA members and industry suppliers that got together initially to say, can we do this?
Right.
Everybody has their own image programs, but this is sort of the umbrella of all of the industry's image
sure.
programs, and everybody else is a complement to it. But you know what's really cool going into the fourth year is we started out really trying to build pride within the industry, and you can see that now. You walk
yeah.
around the show, and there are more people proud of what they do.
Yeah.
I think some of that, and Kevin will mention, is that you know the president called our industry heroes, our truck drivers heroes,
yeah.
and that did build some more pride. But really the social media and the foundation of the social media was our big start.
Yeah.
And you know if we had to be paying advertising dollars like you would have a decade ago, I don't know if we'd be as far along as we are now.
Yeah.
But now we're reaching outside of the industry and really educating the public opinion leaders, the media about who we are and what we do. And it's all part of telling this story
yeah.
that Kevin had brought in as chairman of ATA.
You know, I think Kevin, she hit on something very, very, very significant here, because I had a conversation earlier today with a friend, and it seems there is this turnaround and that drivers are holding their head high, and that's a big deal, because there seemed to be from the outside in the past this, I don't know, just this negative connotation about trucking, but there wasn't the real respect of what it is that trucking does, what the role that it plays in our economy, and how many lives are lifted, and how many people are dependent. I mean, everyone is dependent on those trucks rolling every single day. And I think this campaign and this movement really has been a key part of that educational process.
You know, it's spot on, Eric, because we've made people aware of it, because so many times we were taking ourselves for granted. We didn't want to tell people what we were doing. We knew it was tough. And we knew that not everybody wanted to be in the trucking industry. But it took this initiative, if you will. And now, just think what we've done in 4 years, where we're going to be 4 years from now in telling our story. And now if we can get the younger people, just like when we were able to pin the president and he called us heroes, that was great.
Yeah.
And now when I wear the pin, I see the pin around here even today, different people wear. And when you're out in the public, they ask you, Eric, is that a big truck? How big of a truck? And then you start talking about the 7 million people, the 3.5 million professional drivers, that in 5 days the government, the whole North America would shut down without fuel and groceries. And and you can say a lot in a short period of time. I love going to a grocery store and wearing this pin because somebody always will ask me, and then, you know, I'm not lost for words. I start talking right away. And they just, you know, the statistics come out, you know, and it's just like, and they generally will say, Dimes to Donuts, they're going to say, my neighbor's a driver. My grandfather was a driver.
Right.
My son is thinking about, you know, and then that's when you start going into it. So
this is the conversation I had with a friend earlier. I said, you know, you might go into areas, you know, part of the country or maybe, you know, of a city, and you might not associate trucking with that city. Start talking with somebody that lives there. Oh, no, my brother-in-law drives a truck. You know, look, my dad drove a truck, you know. That's exactly the conversation I was having. And it needs to be this dialogue. And, you know, TMAF has been really, I think, just such a huge, huge inspirational dialogue, if you will. Let's create that conversation. Let's have it once and for all about what trucking does for this country. I was sitting in a parking lot eating a chicken sandwich the other day from a really great fast food place that you have a craving for every once in a while. I did, and so did this guy and this Pete. He was bobtailing, and he pulls up, and I was like, well, we'll see if this guy can park this bobtail here in this little parking lot. And he nailed it, of course. Gets out of his truck, and then all of a sudden young person walks up to him, and I couldn't hear what they were saying, but I knew what the conversation was. And he was like, and then he opened the door, you know, to the truck,
awesome,
and let them look inside and the whole thing, because it was right here in the middle of a city. You don't see it every single day. And the guy just had a craving for a chicken sandwich, and he wanted to stop and then started that conversation. You know, and to me it was like, there's the gold right there. This is the dialogue that needs to continue. So what's next for TMAF? Where does it go from here?
Well, Elizabeth, we've got a couple. I mean, we're going to announce here by the end of the year the Safety Sammy will be two of them.
Yeah.
And this one's going to have arms so that we can give out things, handouts and whatnot, brochures, and the kids, so we can interact a little bit more on that.
Yeah.
Social media, Elizabeth, there's so many more things going on with that.
Yeah, we've got the Meet the Trucker now as part of our website. So it's everyday professional drivers that want to tell us who they are and what they do, and to be able to put a positive image on the driver and that they're just everyday people like you and me.
Sure.
For Truck Driver Appreciation Week, we are going out with billboards again, partnering with our State Trucking Association. So I think we're in 13 cities again so far.
Wow.
We've got a couple more days to nail a few more down. But there's two different themes, sort of the feel-good theme, you know. Truck drivers, you know, make everyday dreams. They bring miracles.
Right.
But then also without trucks or without a truck driver, there's no food, there's no medicine.
Yeah.
And so those are going to be around the country as well. And those are up for 4 weeks. Those aren't moving billboards like the trailer wraps.
Right, yeah.
But just the everyday billboards we grew up with.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of that. But we're also going to really start focusing on what a great career the trucking industry is and how it can enhance your livelihood.
Yeah.
And why, you know, everybody should get in and have a lot of pride doing their job.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really cool because I know that young person that was talking to that truck driver in that parking lot the other day, you know, that's probably what they came away thinking, Kevin, look at the cool things that they get to do. Look at the cool equipment they get to drive. And, man, I wish I could do that. And young people out there need to know you can. Look, it's not easy. No one's going to sell that to you because it's not the truth. It's not easy. It requires dedication and effort. But man, you talk about a great community of people. I believe that still today. I've always believed that. I know we have, and such a diverse population of drivers now. You know, it doesn't matter what walk of life you're from, doesn't matter where you're from, what you grew up doing, doesn't matter who you are, you can get behind that wheel just like anybody. If you want to do that, then pursue it. We invite you to do that. By the way, Elizabeth mentioned the trailer wraps. How many trailer wraps are out there now, Kevin?
About 220. You know, a couple of years ago, it was about 2.5 years ago, we sold our first one, if you will.
Wow.
And, you know, what an inspiration that's been to get people involved. When they buy one, they'll come back and they'll buy two.
Yeah.
Or next year when I buy some new trailers, I'm going to make sure that I put five, you know,
right.
in the lot there.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
And we can, you know, customize them to whoever that they want to have, their driver of the year,
sure.
or their safety director,
yeah.
or whoever they want to have on there. But what we're trying to do, once again, as Elizabeth has said so many times, put a face behind the wheel,
yep.
and put the dispatcher, your mom and dad are driving, moving America's goods. Put that information up there on these trailers,
yeah.
or put them on the billboards,
Absolutely.
Or talk about them like what we're talking about. But where are the pins?
We're yep. working with a vendor that's going to track the trailers, all the TMAF trailers, and
wow.
we'll have that on the website, which will be pretty cool because when the drivers, like, they bid for that, they
yeah.
want to be able to drive that trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
And we hear that those trailers are the best maintained without any scratches.
Yeah, I love it. I love it because it is
honor.
That pride.
It's
you know?
A pride.
Yeah, that's the whole thing is that, you know, there is that pride in the industry. It exists. Let's be... I think on the downside, the one thing drivers are not quick to do in the past is to pat themselves on the back. Let's brag about what we do. You know, you don't have to brag about yourself personally if you don't want to do that, but brag about what you do and the industry because we need to do more of that. We need to explain to people. It really isn't bragging. It's reality. You know, what's the old saying? It's not bragging if you can do it. Well, it's being done every day by truck drivers, and this is what trucking does.
Well, you know, it's a good point. I think truck drivers have that common thread, if you will, that they love the idea that in the morning or in the afternoon they can start off the day and they accomplish what they want at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Job well done, delivered.
Exactly.
They didn't produce anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they actually helped America's economy.
Yeah.
They take pride in the fact they delivered something free and clear, no damage, and safe.
Yeah.
I think that comes out.
We talk to veterans at shows like this, and they've transitioned into trucking, and they feel that same common thread that they, you know, requires that discipline, that dedication. But then again, that same satisfaction that you receive in the military, knowing that, you know, the whole mission accomplished and knowing that you did the job, that you were given a directive or a set of directives, and you followed those directives, and you followed through, and you got it done, and that's
yeah.
contributing to an entire society. That is...
Yeah.
That is an amazing feeling, and so
yeah.
we invite those veterans out there also that are listening to get involved. If you haven't considered trucking, you should do so.
Absolutely. And you know, one other thought on that. You know, a true professional truck driver, male or female, it's not like an industry where if you don't feel good when you wake up, you can call in sick.
Right.
Truck drivers don't do that. They don't wake up and say, well, I got a little bit of a headache. I don't think I'm going to go into the office or
right.
you know, drive my truck.
Yeah.
They're out there making it happen.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, and I was talking to some people that said, well, man, I tell you what, I drove 20,000 miles in my car, a salesman. Well, our drivers are doing 5-6 times that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And those are the things that we've got to tell people.
Yeah.
And when you hear of somebody having 1 million miles nowadays, that's a lot of miles of accident-free.
It is.
But there's a lot of people who've got 2, 3,
exactly.
4 million
yes.
miles.
You know, we have our million-mile club, and we know that because we now, I mean, we are inducting people in who are far past 1 million. And what a great point that is that, you know, that dedication. What is that? The 1 million is such a great accomplishment. What a great level to be at. But 2, 3, even 4 million miles.
Well, even now, 1 million miles is an insane
sure.
accident-free than it was even 10 years ago, 20 years ago, because of the congestion
right.
has just gotten so much worse
right.
and so many more vehicles on the road.
Yeah, exactly. If you look at the number of vehicles on the road, and, you know, they always do it per million miles traveled as a population,
right.
It's pretty incredible. You're absolutely right on that. Well, listen, thank you both for sharing this and keeping this going, and thank you to all those that are getting involved in Trucking Moves America Forward. Whether you're a one truck operation, owner operator, or somebody who's part of a fleet, get involved. Let's keep this going and keep this dialogue going because it's working. we're seeing those results.
Well, thanks to Mindy and to you, because you guys have really given us the platform to keep talking about it. And the more we talk about it and tell the TMAF story, the more people are going to get involved. So thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. Elizabeth, thank you. Kevin, thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome. Glad to be here. Thanks.
Thank you.